You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hey, guys.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Long time no talk with everyone. Welcome back to spring semester 2017. New year, new us. Not really, but we're here. Hannah, how was your break?
It was really a great time. I was happy to be home for a little while, but I have to say, towards the end, I was like, bring me back to Lafayette College, my favorite place, which is, I guess, kind of different from last year, because last year I loved being home a little bit.
A little bit.
But, yeah, had a great time during the holidays with my family and friends. Then I was able to do an externship through Lafayette, which Aiden also did with, which is with, which it, oh my goodness.
What CUNY TV.
CUNY TV with an alumnae, Tina Beth Pena, and she was great. And then I went to Dominican Republic with my family, which was
so warm. I meant to ask you, how warm was it?
It was like 80 degrees.
Was it really?
Definitely a little windy near the beach area, but it was beautiful and
was it like sweating weather. Or was it like...
No, I was not sweating. It was nice. I mean, the wind definitely helped with, like...
The heat,
yeah. But I definitely got color, and I recommend it a lot.
You recommend the Dominican Republic? I want to go there. I've never been there.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been there, like, Puerto Rico, like, anywhere. I feel like a lot of people go there for, like, February or, like, winter break. Like, we had February break in high school where a lot of people would go.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the warmer places during January because... For a lot of places, January is the coldest month, so Dominican is just a little more south than a lot of other places. And it's really not a bad flight, only like 3 hours. So it was nice.
Interesting. Well, on top of that, well, never mind, to add to that. So Hannah and I had an externship with CUNY TV over the break, which was really, really great. Hannah and I basically want to go into the same thing when we graduate. So being able to have that experience with an Emmy Award winner was pretty great. And we had a really good time, even though Hannah and I didn't go in the same week because she kind of found out that we were friends. So she wanted us to have separate experiences through the weeks. But Hannah and I got some really nice hands-on action in front of and behind the camera, which is great. And I learned a lot. And Tina Beth actually had a radio show on WJRH, just like us, except she did music instead of a talk show.
Yeah. I mean, most shows on this radio station do music, except for, like, us and maybe two others.
I know, there's, like, to be honest, two other, yeah.
I would almost say that we started the talk show, at least for, like, our year.
Yeah.
Like, people weren't doing talk shows before we came on. And now people are. And also, just for those who don't know, CUNY TV stands for City University of New York. So it's kind of affiliated with the university, but no students from CUNY work on it. It's actually a lot of people that have kind of been in the industry, the news industry, for a while and are kind of retiring out. Or the show is more of a magazine type show, so you have more time to complete your projects, and so that's good for people who have like a family and need to be able to do both and can't take the craziness of the media industry.
So nothing in the company is live, everything is taped, and some of the shows you have more than one chance to film it, which is nice, but others it's kind of like a live show except it doesn't air as you're filming it, which is really cool. But like Hannah said, it's basically made up of all these people that worked for big time news stations like ABC, Fox, NBC, and then as they get older and those stations want like new faces, younger faces, they go to CUNY to produce shows. So it was really cool. I think Hannah did the same, but we didn't only just sit with the person who went to Lafayette. I was able to sit in with other executive producers and reporters and editors, and I was able to sit in on a lot and like get the full background of everything that they do there.
Yeah, It was an awesome experience and definitely recommend it to any Lafayette students listening.
Definitely do the externship program in general, I think. Yeah. I was very hesitant to do it, but after applying, it's great for a resume and it's a great experience and you get connections.
Mm-hmm. So how was the rest of your break, Aiden?
My break was good. I didn't go away, which was kind of sad because I wanted to, but my brother had wrestling, so couldn't really go. But and then he broke his hand, so that was great. But,
oh, I saw that.
Yeah. But it was good. I kind of just like laid low and did a lot of work for like internship stuff and got to see home friends, which was great. But yeah, after a few weeks, I was getting bored, but it was nice to like be home and like sleep in my own bed and kind of relax and de-stress before coming back here.
Definitely. So now we're into second semester, which has been great so far. We've been extremely busy, like with work, and our sorority takes up a lot of time. I'm now actually living in the sorority house, which has been one of the best experiences here, just because, I mean, I feel like so many people make fun of sorority life, but it's actually, I think, an amazing program for women, because since being in the house, like, I've been surrounded by girls that I really enjoy being around, and it's kind of like you become less reliant on guys in a way. Like, you just, like,
yeah,
all, like, come together. You relate with each other. I'm very comfortable talking about issues in my life to them. So, it's been really fun, and I'm really happy.
Although, like, the whole, I agree, but the cool thing is, like, even though the whole rush process was kind of a pain in the neck, like, it sucked at going to all those houses, everyone's able to find the house they really fit into. And mm-hmm. I'm actually not living in the house this semester, but I'm living in the house next semester, and I'm very excited for that. But even now going into the house, I go almost every day because a lot of my friends live there now. And being able to, like, sit in the lounge or sit in the basement and just, like, talk to all the other girls who, and some of them aren't even in our grade. Like, we all relate to each other, and we're all like each other. And it's like we've known each other for such a longer period of time than we actually have known each other, which is great.
Yeah, I agree. One of the older girls even said the other day, like, anyone in our sorority, I don't consider a different grade. It's just like we're all a group of people.
Exactly.
That come together. So on another note, today is Sunday, and it's not just any Sunday. It's
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. So at 5:30.
6:30, I thought. 6:30. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's at 6:30. I have homework. At 6:30, the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons will be playing each other at the NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. So Taylor Swift did the pre-party show. And
did she really?
Yeah, she said that might be one of her last shows of the year. How insane would that be? Yeah, she's like, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know about any other shows I'm performing at this year.
It's so, only the second month of the year.
I know. We'll see. Who knows?
That's so weird.
And then Lady Gaga will be playing the halftime show.
Which will be great.
Yeah, I'm very really excited.
Cause she's coming. She's having a comeback for once in her life. Cause she hasn't released. Okay, no. She released an album recently, but the past like 4 years, she hasn't at all.
Yeah, she kind of went dead for a little while, but yeah. I really liked her new album. Especially the song Million Reasons. So I hope she plays that song, but it's kind of a sadder song, so I'd be a little surprised if she did. Yeah, but it's the 51st Super Bowl, so that's pretty crazy. And we actually have a Super Bowl viewing party tonight. I don't really like football, to be honest, but it'll still be fun. I like to watch all the commercials.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was actually in a Super Bowl commercial in 7th grade.
Which one? The Walmart one?
No, Walmart was normal. I was in a Doritos Super Bowl commercial.
What?
Yeah, and I was a bird. And
what?
Yeah, it was the weirdest commercial I've ever filmed in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. So, like, we had to eat a bag of Doritos, but instead of eating it, like, they did the reverse effect, so it looked like we were, like, throwing it up. Like, out of our mouths, and we were dressed as birds. Like, I'm not even kidding. And then it would be, like, the Doritos logo. And they'd be, like, Doritos. Like, whatever. I forgot about the commercials, though. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually like football, so I'm really excited to watch it.
Oh, yeah, you do like football.
But I don't know. I really hate the Patriots, and I hate Tom Brady. So,
well, now sorry this if that is offends almost anyone. Like Tom Brady's revenge.
Yeah, but I just don't like him as a person.
Why?
Because I just don't like him as a person.
Okay.
If people definitely know his backstory. A lot of people actually don't know his backstory, but I don't know if you know, like his wife and how he had. Do you know the story?
No.
He had a girlfriend or something. I don't know if he was married before and if he had a girlfriend.